come over and ask him could he let him have a little something to eat. He'd go to the smokehouse and dip him up some whatever he needed and cut him off some meat and give him meat and something to make bread and lard. He'd say, I pay you for it when I get some money, and he'd come back and pay it. Sometimes he'd say, well, that's all right, forget about it. He had a lot of good colored friends.
Now what would folks like you and me be called? We're what?
We're just common people, I think.
Yeah.
We realize that everybody's equal as far as God's concerned.
Now, what race are we? We're
Caucasians.
I see.
I don't know. You might be a ancestor of a, I imagine, British.
English, yeah.
Yeah?
No, Scottish, actually.
Scottish?
Yeah.
Well, there's Scottish people in England. Irish, all that. But my grandmother's folks came from Ireland. They spoke it. That Irish brogue. They could speak the English language, all right, but they had an Irish brogue too.
Oh?
You still find them on every once in a while. I haven't been over here too long, this guy.
What do you call people like that?
Well, you can might near tell where a fellow's from by the way he speaks. We have two different ways of speaking in the United States. The North don't speak like we do, quite. They use the same word, but it's a different tone to it. You understand? To what the South has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can tell a Northerner by the time you go talking to him. He just got a little bit different pitch to his words.
What would you call a person maybe who came into town, maybe nobody knew it back in those days?
They'd call him a stranger, but they wouldn't know what he'd up. They wouldn't know what his motive was, but somebody could go and talk to him, find out where he's from and what he's looking for. Things like that. Try to help him.
What about a person maybe who came from another country?
They go for them. They help. If they're from another nation, they'll help them. He can get help more than
who?
That foreigner. He's a foreigner.
Okay.
He comes across the ocean. But one just comes down. Up in Canada, down here in the northern part of the state, what we call them Yankees. That's where they have a different brogue.
Would you call them a foreigner?
No. We wouldn't be called a foreigner if he didn't come from across the Canadian border. If he's a native of the United States, he's not a foreigner. One is not.
A native of the United States is called a what?
He's a citizen.
He's a what?
He's an American citizen.